This is Explosive Recruiting on ESPN Radio.
Explosive.
Now, your weekly look at local recruiting news with Calvin Wilson and your host, Jim Johnson.
Explosive. What is up and welcome to the Explosive Recruiting Show all across the Southern Pigskin Radio Network. Jim Johnson here. You can follow me on Twitter at JimJohnsonSP. Got Calvin Wilson alongside. Follow him, XIXNYNE. You can also follow the show at ExplosiveESPN. That's at ExplosiveESPN. And we archive every episode online at ESPNCoastal.com. Got a good one today, Calvin. We are set up. We got Saeed Stevens here in a minute from Calvary Day, recently committed to Duke. A little bit later, we're going to have Jakeen Harris on from Benedictine, recently committed to NC State. We're going to be joined, as we are each and every week, by Barry Every, the SouthernPigskin.com recruiting expert. Got a lot to talk about with him. I mean, there's a lot going on here. All kind of folks committing.
A lot, man. Look, I'm telling you, it's probably for the next... probably forever.
It's going to be busy.
It's going to be busy. These kids, Savannah, Coastal Georgia area, it's there. We're there now. We're there.
I don't mind this kind of busy. This is a good busy.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man. Joining us right here off the bat, Calvary Day edge rusher Saeed Stevens. Saeed, how's it going, man?
Doing pretty good, thanks.
We are really happy to have you on. I don't know. I mean, Calvin already knows you're one of my favorite players in the 912. Of all the guys we talk about, you are one of my personal favorite prospects. And you just picked it, man. You went ahead and committed. You chose the Duke Blue Devils. Congratulations, first off.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us about some of the schools that you were considering.
I was considering FAU, ECU, and Middle Tennessee. Those were my top three. And Tulane, those were my top four.
And then ultimately you ended up committing to Duke. What was it about the Blue Devils that made you want to make that decision?
Well, when I took my junior day visit, I got to know Coach Goethe, even though that was like his first month there, though. I got a chance to know him, Coach Oliver, and Coach Guerrero, and Coach Manning, and I just built a great relationship with them on that junior day visit, and I've liked it ever since.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, like, Jim has, like, a crush on you, dude. And that's not, you know, that's not any kind of way and any insult to you or Jim. Let me tell you, Jim is like your biggest fan here at ESPN Coastal. I promise you. He is, Jim, like, Saeed, you know, it was Daquan Dawson's like that. Oh, man, but Saeed, we got to get Saeed. I'm like, okay, man. I watch Saeed. I'm like, yeah, Saeed is long. How tall are you right now, Saeed, and how big are you?
6'2", 227. Gained some weight over the offseason.
Yeah, man. Nice. You think you're going to get any taller?
I don't know. I hope I do.
How tall are your people?
My dad's 5'11". My mom's 5'8".
Really? I mean, it might have skipped because sometimes your grandparents are tall. If you get to be, 6'2 is good, but if you get to be about 6'3", 6'4", and feel out that, and you say you're already at 220-something,
look,
you probably going to be about 240-something, 250, coming off the edge. I just like when you get in the backfield, like, they're not getting away. It's like your arms are super long or something. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you're, like, right in that range. Like, that 6'2 to 6'4 range is just kind of the prototype now.
Yep.
And, I mean, you even at the 6'2 at that weight, you've seen some, like, sick guys recently, like Jeff Holland at Auburn last year.
Yep.
I mean, Javon Roland Jones almost set the sack record last season. He's, like, right kind of in that range. So you're really there just kind of in what everyone's looking for that position.
And, you know, in certain schemes, you don't want to be so tall because they want you to be able to get that edge and bend and duck within. Then other schemes, they want the big guy that can press the guy and, you know, all that other stuff. But, yeah, man, you right in there. If you 6'2 in high school and we hadn't started your senior year yet or we in the summer of your senior year, oh, yeah, you right on target.
Yes, sir.
Well, and especially some of those, like, stand-up outside linebackers, you see that a lot, too. Do you have any preference as far as the scheme? Did Duke's, like, defensive schematics factor into your decision?
Well, he just told me they're going to be playing, like, a 4-2 type deal. I may be playing Will or Sam. They're not sure yet.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see that. And Duke's put out some really good players. I mean,
yes,
and Coach Cutcliffe as well has, you know, coach some of the best linebackers in college football history, going all the way back to like Patrick Willis when he was at Ole Miss. So what are your kind of aspirations? What are you trying to do when you get on campus?
No. Let's stop that. What are you trying to do this year?
Sure.
We still talking about it. Look, see,
yeah, he got another year left.
We're thinking is, you know, he commit, he going off to school.
Yeah.
No, we're in the summer now. So you got big goals for your high school team, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, and what's those goals?
Obviously get more sacks, more tackles than I had last year. That's basically the main goal, and make the championship.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that team, too. I mean, I was talking about it in the office with a couple guys recently, talking about that Calvary Day defensive front, and you guys are extremely loaded. Tell us about some of your teammates. Let's start off with Daquan Dowse.
Oh, yes, sir. He's a talented edge rusher. I can't wait to play with him this year. We're going to wreak some havoc this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, again, this is a really good group. A guy who we've talked about recently, you get to play against him. He's on the other side of the ball. How about Rocco Griffin?
Oh, yeah, he finally came back this year. Can't wait to see him compete this year. He's really fast. Obviously, when he gets off the ball, gets the ball in his hands, a very electric player. Can't wait.
How about the Deuce? The Deuce going to get loose this year? Lewis.
This is Fuchs' year.
Fuchs, yeah.
You can definitely see him banging impact early on.
Oh, yeah. And then finally, I want to ask you about Jalen Leary as well.
Yes, sir. Well, you already know what you're going to get from Leary. He's a hard worker. He's going to keep grinding until he finds what he wants. But it's an offer. I think he should be getting it this year. Well, this season, actually.
Hey, I have a question. I have a question for you. You've been to Calvary all 4 years?
Yes, sir. Since seventh grade, yeah.
Daquan been there, too?
Since freshman year, yes, sir.
And you said Jalen been there.
And Fuchs.
Freshman year.
Yeah, but Fuchs wasn't there.
I'm
looking at this. I'm looking at.
Talking about what would have been?
What was?
Yeah, what Look, is?
No, what was? You had Nolan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You had Jeremy Smith. They were playing running back. Nolan was playing running back and
Sick.
Defensive end.
It's disgusting.
Look, so if you add all that in on that one team, and, you know, they say the football in Savannah, it's not good. If you look at the past 3 years, 3 to 4 years, the football, like I said, this thing has changed. Savannah is a place where you're looking at it. You got ACC teams coming through. You got SEC teams coming through. You got Big 12, Big 10 schools coming through. You know why? Because these boys are balling now. They are really, really balling. Hey, man, I'm so proud of you and what you've done, because you were like, to me, I'm just saying, when everybody was talking, you know, they had Daquan and then Saeed. But guess what, dude? Y'all on equal ground, man, when you look at it with grades and with athleticism and with all the offers and stuff, man. You guys need to, if you guys lead this year and y'all lead the right way, I don't see you guys not going far in the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Calvin, you hit it on it for me. The thing that really just made me fall in love with Saeed's game was the athleticism.
Yeah.
And I think that gives you such a high upside. What have you been doing in the offseason to try to maximize that upside? You know, you are a freak athlete. So what kind of training have you been putting in to try to live up to all that potential?
Oh, basically, I give it all to my dad, really, because me and him just working out. Well, ever since, that was always our plan during the offseason, is to keep working out, keep eating. That's basically the game plan. That's all I can tell you right now. I mean, other than that, it's God-given.
Shouts out to Pop. Shouts out to Pop. Hey, listen,
sure.
And I'm going to tell you guys something, man. You parents play a very important role in these kids, and if you stay on these kids and they see you doing stuff every day, they see you going to work every day, they see you giving your effort every day, then these kids will do the same thing for you.
Yeah,
and finally, tell those Duke Blue Devil fans what kind of player they're getting in Saeed Stevens.
Oh, I love chasing the passer. That's the main thing I love doing. I love getting after that quarterback, and I love chasing the ball. I have a head for the ball. I just love doing that, and you're going to get a player that's not going to give up, not going to give up during fourth quarter situations. I want that ACC championship when I come there those 4 years. So I'm definitely want to build that defense to a high standard, just like Alabama.
Yeah, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm naming you the Grant Hill of Duke football today. I'm telling you, I think you could do
that.
What,
athleticism, that's baby. Right.
I think you could do what you know what Grant Hill did for Duke. Duke was already great when Grant got there, but I'm just saying that dude was a freak, man, and he played within the system, and that's the great thing about Duke basketball or football or any of their programs. They have a system in place that wins. I mean, then you know. I'm just telling you, Duke is not supposed to win the games that they're winning.
So well coached.
You understand what I'm saying? You have a great coach there that knows how to win, and if you just listen to him and y'all believe in him, man, you could go a long way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that too, Saeed. If I'm a Duke fan, that's all I want to hear. Just love getting after the passer. That's it, baby. That gets me excited. That is Saeed Stevens, defensive end for Calvary Day, recently committed to the Duke Blue Devils. Saeed, thanks for the time, man.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Don't go anywhere. When we come back, SouthernPigskin.com recruiting expert Barry Every, and then a little bit later, Benedictine defensive back Jakeen Harris, recently committed to NC State. All coming up next, all across the Southern Pigskin Radio Network.
More explosive recruiting after this. Explosive. Welcome back to Explosive Recruiting on ESPN Radio. Explosive.
We are back on the Explosive Recruiting Show all across the Southern Pigskin Radio Network. Jim Johnson, Calvin Wilson alongside. Follow me on Twitter at JimJohnsonSP. Follow Calvin at XIXNYNE. Follow the show at ExplosiveESPN. That's at ExplosiveESPN. Also, check us out online at ESPNCoastal.com. Joining us now, as he does each and every week, SouthernPigskin.com recruiting expert Barry Every. Follow him on Twitter at BVEvery. Also, be sure to go to Southern Pigskin and check out all of his good work. Barry, we actually just got off the phone with Saeed Stevens, obviously recently committed to Duke, and I'm sure as you know, we talked about it in the last segment, one of my favorite prospects because of that athletic upside. What do you see when you look at Saeed Stevens?
I see a versatile guy. He may grow into a defensive end. He could be an outside linebacker. You know, he's a pass rushing specialist. He led the team in TFLs and sacks last year, I believe. He might have been second in TFLs at Calvary Day, but he definitely was the sack leader. And, I mean, he had a lot of choices. I think he could have held out even longer if he wanted to get more offers. But here's the crazy thing. Even when a kid gets commits, that sometimes even gets more colleges even more excited to go after a guy. You know, and I think he was looking at the academic side of things. Obviously, Duke offers like an unbelievable education. You know, this is a guy that it wasn't that long ago, didn't have any offers. And when he committed, he had 23 offers. And I think Duke's getting a difference maker. I think a lot of the ACC schools, especially in North Carolina, whether it's the University of North Carolina, NC State, or Duke, are doing a great job mm-hmm. of recruiting Georgia.
Yeah.
And it's really paying off. You know, NC State, even East Carolina, recruit really hard. App State recruits really hard. You know, they're not in the ACC, but, I mean, all the North Carolina schools are coming to Georgia. In the past, you know, when they went out of state, they went mostly to Virginia, maybe just across the border to South Carolina, and then, you know, people went to Florida, but Georgia is the new hotbed, and, I mean, I'm excited for them.
Hey, I agree with you, Barry, on, you know, him committing and other schools still coming hard after him. It's just, man, that is, you know, that commitment makes people go on alert and have to go back and look at the film and see why did he commit and why did they take his commit at an ACC school, him playing in 1A football here in Savannah, Georgia, Southeast Georgia, the 912, small part of Georgia where nobody thinks that we play football. Now it's like, wow, we need to really take a look at these guys, because if he's playing against somebody, I mean, he has to be playing against somebody, and the quality of football has to be getting better and better each and every year.
Now, a guy who you've obviously heard us talk about a number of times, if you've ever listened to the show, Winston Wright from Memorial Day, he just continues to stack offers.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even keep I don't even have, you know, and I track every offer of every kid at any level in the state of Georgia, and I can't even keep track of the number that he has. I mean, I have him for well over he's nearing the 40 mark. Okay, it's insane. Just in the last week, he's gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 offers. We're talking, you know, he's getting a lot of FBS Power Five, you know, Power Five schools. You know, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State,
yeah.
Duke, all have offered within the last, you know, week and a half. You know, so I mean, it looked like he was narrowing things down, but now, you know, he was someone that was going to commit early. At least that's what he said via Twitter. And now he's sitting. He's got to sit back and think about this and what's the best situation for him? Because the bottom line, Winston's a really good student. He's going to take academics into consideration. And some of these schools are really good academic schools that have offered. You know, Duke, North Carolina, and even Illinois, really really good academic schools. So I don't know when he's going to make a decision. You know, like I said, he wanted to make it early. But now with all these offers going in, he might hold off a little bit a little bit longer.
Well, I know for a fact that he's at Illinois as we speak, taking an official visit up there. And man, let me tell you something. What happened is he went to support some of his friends at the Mercer camp, and they were like, "Well, why won't you work out?" He's like, "Shoot, I'm ready." Well, you know, so. They let him work out. They let him run the 40. They let him work out, and it was like, wow. And see, and I know he's not the biggest guy in the world, and I know y'all let me know that from time to time that he's gonna have a hard time. But this one thing that I do know, he is a different guy, and sometimes that rubs people wrong as far as his passion. But dude will compete with anybody. He's not afraid of anybody. And when you got a kid out there that's going rep after rep after rep, and he's calling out the best guy or supposedly the best guy out there, you have to respect that. And that's what these coaches saw, and that's what these coaches see. Each time he goes somewhere, he's not the kid that's sitting back and saying, "I have 30 offers, and if I come to your camp, I'm not working out." He's like, "Nah, set them up, line them up, and I'll take on each and every one of them." And not only on the offensive side of the ball, he'll switch over on defense and try to play the biggest guy. So when you got a guy that's a football player and showing that kind of heart, hey, I mean, when you got these other guys that prima donnas, that saying that they're this and they're saying that they're that, but when they get there, they're scared to do it or won't do it because they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be exposed, because exposure camps go both ways. You can either be exposed good exposure or exposed bad exposure.
Speaking of stacking offers, how about Raekwon Anderson from Tarleton County?
Yeah, he's another one that's really starting to take off. You know, he was initially with the previous staff at Florida. He was, committed there. And then that sort of, you know, with the new staff sort of fell through. And then it was slow. We didn't hear much. And he's another guy, you know, he's picked up Southern Miss, Florida Atlantic, Connecticut, and Marshall, Colorado State. Goes on and on. He's over 15 offers, legitimate offers, and there's still schools that offered a while ago that are really recruiting pretty darn hard, you know, if you follow Twitter. And, you know, one thing I like about Raekwon, and I know Calvin's probably noticed this, Raekwon is one of the best guys in retweeting other kids. I don't mean Georgia kids, all kids.
Yep.
He's trying to help other kids out. That says a lot about a lot about his character. And that's one thing I like about Raekwon, having, you know, had the chance to meet him in person. And he cares about other kids, he's another one that's going to have a lot of choices.
Yeah, this is one thing, you know, we just talked about two guys that will not end up at the same school. And the reason I say that is these schools going to take one of those guys each period, because one of those guys is going to be they're going to be special team slot guys, and you can't have that many of those guys on your team or you'll be in some big trouble. So these two guys will probably be playing against each other and doing some of the same stuff.
Glad you brought that up, Kevin. There is one Power 5 school. It always seems like they got a lot of guys like that, and that's Washington State. Of course, they if they could run 7 wide out there, I think they would.
Yep.
Yeah, they would. And then another guy who's been picking up offers lately, David Spaulding from the Bradwell Institute.
Yeah. The numbers, you know, I'm not at these college camps. He's putting up sub 4.5 40s, over 6 foot tall. Calvin will tell you, we had this talk a long time ago when I came across him on film, and I talked, you know, Calvin's like my guiding light, I guess. I talked to him, I go, if this kid can be projected as a corner, he's going to really, 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 really blow up. And Calvin watched the film, and I think he concurred. And, you know, we're talking about Spalding, who, when I wrote the story on him, I think he had zero or one offer. You know, just in the last few days,
yep.
He's picked up North Carolina, Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, and Boston College to go along with East Carolina, Marshall, Georgia Southern, Tulane, Cincinnati. And let me throw out something. Cincinnati recruits Georgia really hard. Mm. So there's a lot of schools up north that have realized Georgia produces great football players. And Calvin's got more insight because Calvin was at a camp recently with David.
Yeah, David, listen, man, what's going on is a lot of these people don't know anything about David. Then he gets there and he does what he does, and they see the length and everything, and they try to slow roll him as far as because they already got these other guys that they offered. So you got to figure out how close are you with these other guys before you offer him, because it's like you're scared that he probably gonna commit or something like that. But I would waste that offer out there to this guy, because this guy has the potential. I watched him. His hips are tremendous. Coming out of his break is great. People don't want – I'm gonna tell you this. They're not gonna throw his side this year. And if they do, he has the ball skills to take it the other way. David Spalding is one of my favorite guys.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break. More Barry Every right here on the Explosive Recruiting Show after this.
More Explosive Recruiting after these words on ESPN Radio.
Explosive.
Back to Calvin and Jim on Explosive Recruiting, ESPN Radio.
Explosive.
We are back on the Explosive Recruiting Show all across the Southern Pigskin Radio Network. Jim Johnson, Calvin Wilson, Barry Every still with us. And Camden County's Logan Berryhill finally got that first FBS offer with South Florida pulling the trigger.
Yeah, I think Calvin was telling me he was down at Valdosta.
Yeah.
Satellite Club when he earned that offer.
Yeah.
And I can't be any more pleased. Logan is a very enjoyable person. You know, he was picking up offers. You know, he had Mercer, he had Wofford, you know, which are quality offers in my book. You know, Southeast Missouri State, you know, an OVC school. And then he had some Division II schools and all that. And then South Florida comes in. I think if he continues, you know, the camp season's coming towards an end here soon. It's the 14th of June. It's coming to an end. I think if he can go to a couple more camps and not only show out, but, you know, post a decent 40, because the height's there. The height's there. People are going to see that. You saw that, Jim, when you first met him, when he came down to the ESPFC camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jim,
you saw his body.
Yeah, Jim, Jim had to help him pull his socks up because Jim was the closest thing to his
all
knees.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right.
But, I mean, all right. Calvin and I already knew that about Logan. We understand the transition that Camden County is going through, going from the wing tee to the spread, and not necessarily having been coached to run all the proper routes, you know, mainly being a blocker. And then running a vertical route, you know, being able to run a vertical route. But he's a guy that's just got so much potential. And I think he's going to continue to rise.
Yeah, and I must apologize because last week Jim was, you know, talking about his offers, and I was like, talk about these little offers he got. He need to get a D1 offer before we say. And, like, right after he said that, he got the D1 offer. So,
yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I must apologize. I'm hard on Logan for other reasons. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, I think it's going to break for him. He just got to keep working. He, everybody has to keep working.
And staying in Camden County, Trace Dormney got his second offer, this one from Stetson.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've seen on Twitter that it looks like he's working out at tight end at these camps, and I think if he continues to do that, he'll gain way more offers because he's got great size, great hands, fairly athletic, well put together. I love the way this kid's put together from the waist down. He's got the frame to put on more weights. Obviously, he's an excellent student because Stetson, you know, he's been offered by Stetson and Army, and they can't offer just anybody. You got to have special grades to go to either one of those schools. So I think if he continues to work hard, if he embraces the tight end, the problem with the quarterback thing, and I don't want to put any kid down. This is not just Trace, it's any kid down. The problem is the quarterback position is the first position off the board. Even if a school doesn't have a commitment from a quarterback, they've already narrowed it down at this juncture. They've already narrowed it down, and unfortunately, they're not going to change their mind.
Yeah, I agree. They better narrow it down. I'm just gonna tell you, if you ain't looked at a quarterback till now, you probably in trouble. And like you said, Trace has phenomenal hands. Anybody who plays the quarterback position gonna have good hands because they gotta have good hands. So he has great hands. And yeah, from the first time I saw him, I said, "Golly, this kid has a big body, a big frame, and if he can catch the ball, he could go a long way at this tight end thing." So, yeah, if they play him a little bit at tight end, if they can, that'll be great.
Well, here's the other thing I noticed at the ESPFC camp that I liked about him. He showed a little attitude, a little nastiness. He was willing to get into it and not take a bunch of crap. And hopefully I can say crap on the radio.
I really
like that about him because you're going to have to take crap and you're going to have to give crap back at the next level.
Well, I should have been a tight end.
Yeah, there you go.
And not just two Camden County Wildcats in the news this week either. Ronan Wright picking up an offer from MTSU.
They had two good-looking linebacker bodies, you know, sort of outside linebacker, safety type, and Ronan's been one I've been high on for a while. Again, you know, when I do these rankings, sometimes I get impatient. When I like a kid and nothing happens, it's not that I doubt myself. I start doubting other things. And it was good to see that he picked up this offer because I think he's a kid with a lot of potential. I just hope he really commits to being the best football player he can be on the football field. Calvin would have to correct me here. Is he a basketball guy too?
No, I don't think he plays basketball. But I'm going to tell you something. If you see him in his pads and out of his pads, he looks really good.
Yeah, no, he's a great-looking kid. I mean,
he's a good-looking kid, man. And if he can just play up to his looks, and not saying that he ain't, but I'm telling you, he is a good-looking kid.
And then finally, DeVecchio Powell got his first offer from Wofford.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for DeVecchio. He's an excellent student. Wofford, again, is one of those schools that can't take anybody. Kids have to have over a 3.0 core, and they got to have a 20 or better on the ACT or 1100 on the SAT. So that says a lot about DeVecchio. You know, he's a great guy. He's gone to a lot of camps. He's put on a lot of work. You know, he's 5'8", but that's okay because he's a running back. And 5'8 is a good size, but the key thing you got to remember about him, he's like 190, 192 pounds at 5'8". He's a powerful guy, high character, someone that's going to be awesome in the locker room, and I think his best football is still ahead of him.
Hey, man, listen, the boy got the offer. He got in the car, and I got a call. Say, "Coach, offer me." He said, "You the first person I called." I was like, "Wow." I'm like, "Dude, that's so awesome." He's like, "Coach." He said, "Man, I'm so happy." I said, "Dude, I'm so happy for you." You got to understand, DeVecchio Powell is the last of the original Greedy Boys from last year to get an offer. I'm talking about every one of the guys that started on that team has an offer. I'm talking about every one of them. It may be a small school, it may be a big school, but every one of those guys, and some of them had to go to JUCO or whatnot, but I'm talking about 100%. They said it couldn't be done in the 9-1-2. 100% of the team is off.
That's awesome.
I'm talking about that's including the eighth grader that we had on the team last year. You remember we had an eighth grader on the team last year, a seventh grader. He was going into the eighth grade. We had Savion Ellis. Look, he has an offer.
Who, by the way, I'm glad you brought him up, picked up a Michigan offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hey, Barry, before we let you go, though, man, you wrote this week for Southern Pigskin about NC State coming to the SAV and nabbing two big-time prospects in Jakeen Harris from Benedictine, who will be joining us shortly, and Dylan McMahon from Savannah Christian.
Yeah, well, the rankings that come out next week, you'll see the Dillon's ranked number 4. And then we have, he's ranked it's number 4. I mean, you could look at all these other rankings. People don't have him ranked. They got him maybe a 3-star or a low 3-star. I got him ranked the 4th best player out of 100 kids.
He my favorite. Listen, he's my favorite center in the whole wide world. I promise you.
And here's the crazy, talking to him on the phone, he was leaning towards, going to probably – I think it's Georgia Tech. Hmm. He had no aspirations, no inkling that he was going to go to NC State and commit. He didn't go up there to commit. It was not an official visit. It was an unofficial visit, and he just loved the camaraderie, the family atmosphere there. I love him as a player. He's up to 298 pounds.
Man.
298 pounds.
That is unfair.
He's going to be 4.0. He's going to be somebody that's going to make your ACC top 100 list early on, Jim, in the future.
I'm just wondering this. Do I have a year eligibility left to run behind this dude? Because I want to run fullback behind this dude because he gets the ball up and he mauls his guy. I would just get – you know what I would do? I would just hike the ball. I would say, look, put my best player at quarterback. We getting under center. Hike the ball, and we just going to run right off his behind every time. We're going to get 5 yards.
Well, and I'm really excited that he did end up picking NC State. I can't express enough – I think last year they had one of the best offensive lines in the country. I don't know who their offensive line coach is offhand, but he did an incredible job. They're going to have another awesome one this year, and there aren't that many guys, I think, that have done a better job developing talent at that position than NC State has over the past handful of seasons. So I think him, last year they had Jalen Strickland from Ware County go to NC State.
Yeah.
Those guys are in such a good spot.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice pickup. Yeah.
That was the great thing about the research I did for this story was how successful North Carolina State has been in selecting the players they've taken out of Georgia.
Wow.
This past year, two guys drafted, one the 5th pick overall, one the 83rd or 81st pick overall, Justin Jones out of South Comp. And then I went back and I'm like, Jim came out with this great list about the 100, impact guys in the ACC ranked in order, and three of the guys that are ranked in the top, 30, 35, are from Georgia and play for NC State.
Wow.
So,
might be an NC State player.
I thank you, Jim, for giving me some good material. And one thing I did not bring up in the story, here's the other thing I should have tied in there, because, the similarities between these two, they both went up on the same weekend, but they went separately. It wasn't like it was a plan A, let's both go together or anything like that. But Dylan McMahon's older brother was a 4-year starter at Florida State.
Yeah,
I didn't put that in the story. And, of course, Shaquin Harris, who we haven't talked about yet, his older brother, was an impact freshman for Georgia Southern this past year. So there's another similarity between these two guys.
Wow.
Well, hey, Barry, before we let you go, you want to break down Jakeen real quick?
Yeah, well, Dylan McMahon is one of Calvin's favorite guys, and Saeed Stevens is one of your favorite guys. Jakeen Harris is one of my favorite guys. I mean, they're all our favorite guys.
Sure.
I'm telling you, this is a good show. I'm smiling, and I don't smile like that.
I just love this kid's affinity for contact. He's a downhill guy.
I really think
if he plays the whole game versus Hayfield Charter in the playoffs, they win.
Original greedy boy, yes.
Just a great athlete. He's another one. And both these young men both said neither one said I'm 110% to me on the phone. They just said we're only taking one official visit. And you can remember I talked to them separately. We're taking one official visit to NC State. It's over.
Wow.
And I could sense it in their voice, too. Sort of in their attitude or demeanor, just talk to them. I think they were ready to get it over with because it's great at first and you want to get these offers and whatever. But I think I tell kids all the time, after a while, trust me, it's going to get old. It's going to get old with these college coaches sending you stuff constantly, whether it's text messages, whether it's phone calls, whether it's mail, whether it's you know, Twitter. It just gets insane. And then you got all the recruiting sites that are constantly trying to get up with you. So
yeah,
I think it was a little bit of a relief for both of them.
I need to get up to NC State. I want to feel what these guys feel. I want to look their coaches in the face and kind of get a feel for their recruiting, because like you said, they've been doing a great job, and they got these kids. And when they get these kids, they lock them in. And not only does NC State have good linemen, they have great safeties.
They do. And you're right.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my, will knock your freaking head off. I don't know if we can say freaking, but I just did.
Well, Jim knows this now. That's what Calvin remembers.
Yeah.
Amerson's one of the best safeties ever played in the ACC. It's not the best safety ever played in the ACC. So, played at NC State. Just they're doing a great job, and I think it's a great situation for them.
Yeah, they do a really good job of recruiting, getting the commitments, and then developing that talent. Really good job. I think that is a good spot. I agree. That's Barry Every, SouthernPCN.com recruiting expert. You can see that story on the site. Follow him on Twitter, @BVEvery. That's @BVEvery. We will be right back with Jakeen Harris all across the Southern Pigskin Radio Network.
More explosive recruiting after these words on ESPN Radio.
Explosive.
Now, back to Explosive Recruiting with Calvin Wilson and Jim Johnson.
Explosive.
All right, folks, we are back here. Final segment on the Explosive Recruiting Show. Jim Johnson. You can follow me on Twitter @JimJohnsonSP. Got Calvin Wilson with me. Follow him @XIXNYNE. Follow the show as well @ExplosiveESPN. That is @ExplosiveESPN. And remember, we archive every episode online at ESPNCoastal.com. As promised, we are now joined by Benedictine standout Jakeen Harris, recently committed to NC State. Jakeen, congratulations on the commitment. How's it going?
Thank you.
So we're glad to have you on, obviously. But before we get into NC State, tell us about some of the schools that you were considering.
North Carolina, UCF, Minnesota. I was considering Georgia State. That's about it right now.
So why now? What was it about NC State, the timing? You know, what was kind of went into your decision not only to go to NC State and commit, but, you know, why go ahead and do it?
I felt the brotherhood there. It was just nice there. The coaching staff, everything I liked about it. I liked the campus, the education I was getting. And I just felt like it was home to me at the time. It's just home.
That's what's good. I can remember the first time Jakeen came to a practice. He was with the Greedy Boys at the time. His brother asked me, could his brother come out and play? I was like, dude, you got a brother? He's like, yeah, man. How about my brother come on the team? Look, from the first time we saw this kid, he was aggressive. He was special. He is coachable. He is one of the most coachable kids that I know. And then when you take that 7-on-7. And you put that aside, and you put on one of these freaking helmets, this dude will go get you. I'm talking about, like Barry told us a little earlier, he's one of Barry's favorite players. He's one of our favorite players.
Oh, yeah.
Because the kid is a football player, not only on the offensive side of the defensive side of the field, but when we seen him play offense this year, he was special. I mean, he was the leader of that team. When he kind of went down in the playoffs, it kind of, you know, spelled doom for those guys. But Jakeen Harris is going to be a special player at NC State because they known to put out hard-hitting defensive backs. And this is what this kid is.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, Calvin was talking about it. You know, Barry was talking about it a little bit earlier. When we think of Jakeen Harris, we're thinking about that hard hitter, somebody who's just a headhunter. Tell us about that mentality. You know, are you just out there, like, looking for folks to hit?
No, I'm not out there looking for folks to hit. I'm just – it's like I play aggressive so hard because of – that's just how I play. And just,
hey, I'm gonna tell you what it is. He ain't gotta say it. he got a big brother named Chris Harris Jr. that used to hit him like that. And they got a daddy. Their daddy got an aggressive mentality. I met their father. Their father has a, so it's in his bloodline. And so that's the only way he know how to play football. He don't know how to play the tag football. You know, we play the 7-on-7, but it fits him, but when you put on the pads, I'm telling you, it's a big difference for some kids. And for this kid here, when he puts the pad on, That's the only way he know how to play. He know how to play physical. He's not gonna let the the wide receiver block him. He's gonna run right through him and he's gonna make the tackle.
Well, and you know, Calvin mentioned it. You don't really have to work on that aggressive nature or that, you know, hard hitting, that toughness. That's kind of innate for you. It's natural for you. But you did play 7-on-7 with the Greedy Boys. What aspects of your game did that maybe help you improve at?
Hold up. And now he plays for Cam Newton's South team, which he, you know, he's one of the best players on that team also.
Sure.
7-on-7 helped me with getting out of my breaks. Helped me cover better as a cover guy, looking at my cover game.
So I'm going to tell you what that does for him. Because he's a hard hitter, you would think that he doesn't have the cover skills. But we actually played him at corner.
Oh.
Yeah, we played him at corner. And then what that does for him is once he comes down, he can come down and cover that slot man. He can play that slot man physical because he's not only physical. Tekeen is one of the fastest guys on their team. I mean, y'all won the state championship in track, right?
Yeah, and
you were on that, right?
Yes, sir.
So that got to tell you a little
there
something.
There you go.
So his athleticism is a lot higher than I think a lot of these colleges, you know, took notice of. And NC State actually did their research and watched this kid. They're getting him and Dylan McMahon. They're two of my favorite players in Savannah because of the physicality. Not because they're like the flamboyant guys. No, these guys are hard-nosed guys. When Dylan snaps that ball, he's aggressive. When the ball snaps for this kid, he's the most aggressive kid on the field.
Well, and that's what everyone's looking for is that guy that can do both, that can come up in run support and play the play that slot corner. Do you know how NC State wants to use you? Do you have any idea about that right now?
They're using me at nickel, covering the slot guy, like coming down and tackling, like playing in the box sometimes or blitz off the edge.
Well, I guess they see what I see.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Now, obviously, playing at Benedictine, you know, Danny Britt has put out a lot of good players, had a lot of success on the field. Tell us about that cadet mindset, what you've learned under Coach Britt.
He pushes us every day. Don't take anything for granted. He pushes hard. I like he's a great coach. I love Coach Britt. I like how he coaches, fast paced. Everything's fast paced. He's just a special coach.
Hey, Jakeem, just like I talked to Travis last year about, you know, taking that leadership role after those other guys left, it's on you now. It's on you. It's on Eric. It's on Jaden. It's on you guys. But especially it's on you because you are the quarterback of the defense. And so just work on that leadership thing. Just work on that having everybody in the right place. And your team will go a long, long way, but it's going to take you to be that leader.
And speaking of that, what are your expectations for both yourself and for the team this year?
My expectations for the team is for us to go far. That's been about the playoffs and go to the state championship, possibly. My expectations for myself, expectations for myself, I would say over 100 tackles, probably like 150 tackles. I want over like 10 picks in the air of my way.
Man, I like it.
Yeah, and
it's a high bar.
And I'm going to tell you something. I think you could get them 10 picks because of the region that you're playing in again this year. I mean,
yeah.
The different region. Because the other region that you played in, they were a little more scared and they were running the ball a whole lot more. Now you're playing against, you know, you're playing against Windsor, you're playing against Islands, you're playing against guys that's probably going to put the ball in the air a whole lot. So that gives you a whole lot more opportunity to get them 10 picks.
Yeah.
And finally, Jakeen, before we let you go, tell NC State fans out there what kind of player they're getting in Jakeen Harris.
Let's put some swag on it.
Y'all getting the hard-working player coming in, trying to start. I just got that mindset coming in. Want to be the best.
Are you a dog?
Dog.
What kind of dog you are?
Rottweiler.
Oh, he's a Rottweiler. I like that. Okay. I like that. That is Jakeen Harris, recently committed to NC State.
Wolfpack.
Standout Benedictine cadet.
Wolfpack
That's it, baby. That's it. Jakeen Harris, we appreciate the time, man.
No problem.
All right, that's all the time we've got this week. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at JimJohnsonSP. Follow Calvin at XIXNYNE. Follow the show at ExplosiveESPN. Check us out as well online at ESPNCoastal.com. We'll see you guys next week all across the Southern Pigskin Radio Network.
Explosive. This has been Explosive Recruiting, your weekly Southeast Georgia recruiting roundup on ESPN Radio. Explosive.